This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We've been keeping tabs on the recovery efforts in the New York, New Jersey area from Hurricane Sandy more than 2 weeks ago now. And we go now to Anna Lemler, a volunteer with People's Relief, a volunteer group that has been helping with the cleanup effort on hard-hit Coney Island. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Hi, thank you.
Where do we stand right now? How's your power? How's my kids are asking about the icons in Coney Island, how they survived, those sorts of things. The cyclone, for instance.
Yeah, the cyclone is actually doing pretty well, surprisingly. however, the buildings, especially the public housing, is not doing so well. In terms of physical destruction, it doesn't look as bad as the Rockaways. What has really been physically affected is those first floors, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of help needed.
And in the upper floors, even though they were spared the flooding, people are still stranded.
Correct. No power means no elevators. And when you live on the 20th floor, especially if you're disabled or elderly, that means that you are not leaving your apartment.
And a lot of the architecture in Coney Island is high rise because it has the beautiful view of the water. I suspect after 2 weeks of no power being stranded in those buildings, some of those places are pretty forbidding and horrible places to live.
Yes, they are. It's completely dark. You can't see in the hallways in many of these buildings because there are no windows. Some of the toilets aren't working, so some of them haven't been flushed in weeks. It's a pretty sad and scary sight.
Describe the volunteer efforts and what's being done by yours and other groups.
Okay. Well, People's Relief is a group of young adults who have basically started a few initiatives. One is giving out food and supplies. And so we do that locally in a church right there, as well as in satellite hubs where we've taken out community, not taken out, but are using community rooms of some of these high-rise buildings so that the supplies are very near to the residents. The other initiative is canvassing. And so we've had all volunteers go out to these buildings to find any medical needs or other supply needs. And then we go back to those residents and make sure that we address those.
What has this experience taught you and the young people in your group about just the fragility of these systems that we rely on for power and heat and all the things we take for granted?
Yeah, it's really amazing. We definitely all take it for granted, and we are not, as a society and a developed country, set up to really live like this. Some people will assimilate this experience to that of the developing country. However, it's very, very different because we are not set up to live like that without power and these sorts of things.
And what you're saying is that we're actually in a much more vulnerable state because, unlike in the developed world where they anticipate blackouts, they anticipate things to go wrong, people have no plan B.
Correct. There's no plan B, and people are really making things up as they go.
How are you holding up emotionally there, Anna?
It's a good question. I have actually lived abroad in developing countries, so I've seen similar things to that. But it is really difficult, and I'm mainly stationed in the church there, so I see hundreds and hundreds of residents coming in every day, and the tension and the stress is very high, and it's very real. I'm doing okay, but I have definitely needed the support of my co-volunteers.
All right. Well, as much as we can give you our support, take care and good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Anna Lemler is the Coney Island Site Coordinator with People's Relief, a volunteer group dealing with the hard-hit neighborhood of Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York. Another look now at the continuing efforts at recovery from Hurricane Sandy, again, more than 2 weeks ago. Our senior producer, Jen Poyant, lives in Arvern, Queens, in the Rockaways. That's one of the hardest hit parts of the New York City, New Jersey area. And she joins us for an update, a personal update on the recovery effort after Sandy. Hi, Jen. How are you doing?
Hi, John. I'm doing okay.
And what's the state of your house and home right now? And tell me a little bit about what's happening in your neighborhood.
Well, my house, we had about 8 feet of water in the basement, which submerged, you know, our electrical service, our hot water heater, our boiler, and washer and dryer, and really anything else that was in the basement. But, you know, I do have neighbors that had their first floor completely submerged as well, and we were lucky in that sense. You know, the rest of the peninsula and in our neighborhood, it just depends, you know, block by block. Last week, it looked a little bit like Zombieland. You know, it was just covered in sand and soot and just all sorts of debris. We're starting to get past that point, and now we're in a point where we're looking at, you know, trying to get power back on and get our lives back together, our everyday lives back together.
And what's the headwind? I mean, power, facilities, the passability of roads, the ability to get fresh water. What are the impediments in your neighborhood?
The impediment really right now is still LIPA, the Long Island Power Authority, and the city's efforts to make sure that every house is safe to turn the power back on. It's still a very confusing process. The Bloomberg administration has set up a program to help coordinate contractors with each homeowner, but it's still relatively, I think, confusing for a lot of homeowners. A lot of my neighbors haven't signed up for it. I have signed up for it, even though we also have our own contractor who's trying to work with LIPA. He hasn't been able to get on the phone with LIPA at all to try and coordinate getting our electricity turned on. So that's one issue. The passability of roads isn't really an issue anymore. The city has done a really good job of making sure to clear debris. It's more about the very slow coordination process that it just takes to get to house by house to make sure those electrical panels are safe to turn on, and then also, you know, how you actually get a contractor out to actually make that happen. It's a very long process. I'm staying in Brooklyn right now, and my husband and I, we make the trip out every day or every other day, and sometimes we go to meet an adjuster, sometimes we go to meet an electrician or a plumber. Each trip takes 2 hours total, just driving. And then if you think about, you know, all the coordination and checking in on neighbors, it's a very long, tedious process.
What is it like to go from areas where normality has completely returned, where people are back to their old routine, knowing that you're still very much in it and that when you cross that bridge to the Rockaways, you see it all over again?
You know, it's very emotional coming back into the Rockaways. When I get back into Brooklyn, where people have moved on and you know, gotten back to their lives, you can't really blame them. It's the reality of a lot of people are calling it a tale of two cities right now. And in within one city, it's very emotional going back over that bridge, because even though my husband and I and my son are in a relatively better space than a lot of our neighbors, I want to go across the street and make sure my, you know, 70-something-year-old neighbor who's sticking it out with no power, no heat, still has propane gas for the grill that we, you know, loaned her so she can at least eat every day. She does have access to, you know, FEMA centers to get food, but I've talked to her about it. She wants to be able to still make her tea in the morning. Those sorts of conversations when you check in on your neighbors and see them suffering like that, it's very emotional.
Well, Jen, are we going to see you at Thanksgiving next week?
Yes, you are. Thank you very much for the invitation.
All right.
We will be there.
Jen Poyon, senior producer for The Takeaway and resident of Arverne, Queens, reporting on the recovery of Sandy. Still very much happening.
Support for The Takeaway comes from PBS, presenting The Dust Bowl, a new film from director Ken Burns, starting Sunday at 8/7 Central on PBS.